It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go, it is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
A very warm evening here in Bradenton, Florida at Lee Cobb Park, as it's the sight tonight between the Dunedin Blue Jays, who currently occupy first place in the FSL West by a game and a half over your Bradenton Marauders. Welcome in here. I'm Aiden Pearson in for Spencer Smith for the rest of the weekend. He'll be back on Tuesday for the start of the next series. It's a warm 88 degrees here in Bradenton, as it feels like 98 degrees currently. Slight chance of rain today, just 16%, as we come into tonight's game. The Blue Jays taking a win yesterday, 7-5, in a 3-hour and 24-minute contest they'll take on tonight as they send pitcher Kendry Rojas to the mound. On the other side of the tape, your Bradenton Marauders looking to come off of what is two tough losses in a row as they'll send Yovis Del Rosario to the hill. Talking before the game with a lot of the players, there's still a lot of optimism in the air, as this is definitely far from over yet this season. They still, both teams, still very much in the thick of it, playing for a chance to play against Fort Myers when September comes. Just two more series apiece left for both of these clubs. Your Bradenton Marauders will take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles next week before heading on the road for the final series of the year when they head to Clearwater. We'll go ahead and take our first break of the pregame show. When we come back, we'll hear from Sung Che Chang, the starting shortstop in tonight's game, and he leads off. You're listening to the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Marauders Pregame Live as we get you set for first pitch between the Dunedin Blue Jays and your Bradenton Marauders. Today we're joined by Marauders shortstop Sung Che Chang. How you doing today?
I'm good.
So first question for you. You are very hot in the month of August. What's been the biggest thing to help you play in the month of August?
8月整个表现都非常的好。那是什么事情让帮助你说这个月有办法有这样子的表现？
我觉得是我的就是看心理看待比赛的方面做得很好，就是我在比赛专注在 compete， 没有想太多。
Just mostly just his mental preparedness. When he's in the game, he just try to compete with the pitcher. That's all he's thinking about.
And you so far have been playing really well defensively. Have you made any big changes on the defensive side?
近期守备都有很多很好的表现，那守备上你有没有做什么调整过？
没有太多调整，我就只是在 play catch， 只想就接球，然后传球，把它想得很简单，然后去做。
Just nothing really different. Just try to simplify everything and just play catch the ball, throw the ball.
Now You've gotten to see a lot of different defenders come through here with the new draft picks added. Who has surprised you the most as one of the better players who have come through?
那有很多新人来这边，那有谁是让你觉得说特别有，觉得说很棒这样子？
我觉得Chase Gonzalez 他的 contact 很好，然后 Jack 的力量也很大，然后还有他手背很稳定，然后传球也很快。
So Chase Gonzalez, he's a bat to ball skill pretty good, and also Jack Brannigan, he's pretty good at defense and he's got a lot of power.
And so you obviously have a lot of pitchers you've added as well. Of the Marauders pitchers, which one do you not want to ever have to face off against?
那我们的投手里面有谁你是最不想要遇到的？如果你要跟他对决的话，你最不想遇到哪个投手？
这次选秀的还是哦，全部哦。I would say, let me think. I would say, Baba Chandler.
All right, so now let's ask you a little bit about yourself. Obviously, growing up overseas, what was your baseball influence like growing up?
那你因为在台湾长大打球的这样子吗？那他对你是有什么样的一个影响？就是整个亚洲的一个棒球，
对你啊，就是你觉得说有什么不一样？
你说台湾跟这里，
对，台湾的棒球跟你从小在台湾打棒球。然后跟你现在在这边打棒球，你觉得有什么帮助吗？
我觉得这里就是你打到这个就职业，在美国的话，我觉得你要很清楚你自己想要做的是什么。然后教练们都有答案，但是你需要自己去问，自己去做，然后才有办法获得那些答案。但是在亚洲，可能就是。你可能不用很主动，但是教练会让你知道任何，他们会一直跟你讲，一直跟你讲。你可能不用主动去问，但这里的话，我觉得很棒的是你要自己来，自己想要得到，你才有办法得到那些东西。
So baseball here in the States, players all know where they need to go, what they need to do, when. But in Taiwan, it's a little different. In Taiwan, it's more like.The coaches tell you when to do whatever. So you have like a set schedule to do certain things at a certain time.
So, you know, growing up, how much Major League Baseball did you watch and who were some of your favorite players?
大联盟的球员你很常看吗？然后哪些球员是你最爱的球员？
我几乎每天都会去看 highlight, 然后我最喜欢的球员是大谷 Otani。因为我觉得他场上场下都很棒，就是在球场上他，就是他都很拼命的在打球，不管是投球、打击、跑步，他感觉都全力以赴。然后场下他是个很谦虚的人，在我看到的这样。
So he pretty much watches Major League Baseball highlights every day, and his favorite player is Shohei Ohtani.He likes him because he plays really hard in the game, whatever he's pitching, hitting, or running. And off the field, he's also a very humble guy.
And last question to you. What are you hoping to achieve the rest of this season as well as looking forward to the next future seasons?
那接下来的剩下的球季，你希望达到什么样的一个成就？然后还有下一季，你有什么展望？
我希望我们可以进季后赛，然后就是拿下冠军，然后下个球季就是想要就是变得更强。
So for this remaining season, he wishes we can make it to the playoff and eventually win the championship again. And for the next season, he just wants to get better.
All right, and last one. I know I said that one was going to be the last one. Just a little bit of a fun one.What is your walk-up song and why did you choose it?
那你的出场乐是哪一首？为什么你会选这一首？
The name is Go Fuck Yourself. But I just, 我就只是觉得它听起来很适合当出场乐这样而已。
He just liked the melody, the sound of the music, and you feel like that's a good walk-up song for him.
Thank you so much. Lineups and first pitch coming up next.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Marauders Baseball Live here as we get you set for this matchup between the Dunedin Blue Jays and your Bradenton Marauders. Let's go ahead and take a look at starting lineups first for the visiting Blue Jays. Leading off is the third baseman, Josh Kasevic, followed by number 14, Esteban Machado, as he plays short. In the three hole tonight is the second baseman, Cade Doughty, followed by the first baseman with his first two high A home runs last night in Peyton Williams. Five hole sees center fielder Devontae Brown step in, followed by number 34, Alan Roden, the right fielder. Rounding it out in the number 7 spot is number 11, Ryan McCarty, the DH. Jose Ferrer is the catcher, and Marcus De La Rosa rounds it out in left. Once again, that's Kasevic, Machado, Doughty, Peyton Williams, Devontae Brown, and Alan Roden, McCarty, Ferrer, and De La Rosa. Taking a look at the flip side of things for your Bradenton Marauders, Sungche Chang leads it off at shortstop, our pregame guest. He'll be followed by the third baseman, number 17, Jack Brannigan. At first base tonight is Juan Jerez. He'll be playing third base. And in the cleanup spot is the catcher, number 6, Wyatt Hendry. In the 5 spot is number 7, Tanner Treadaway. He'll be in right. He'll be followed by the first round draft pick, number 4 overall this year, by the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's second baseman, number 2, Tamar Johnson. Batting 7th and in center field, fan favorite Sergio Campana. Followed by the DH and two-way player, Bubba Chandler. He'll be batting 8th. And in the 9th slot tonight, his number 32, Josiah Dixon. He'll be playing left. Once again, that's Chang, Brannigan, and Jerez. Hendry, Treadaway, and Johnson. Campana, Chandler, and Dixon. On the hill tonight for your Bradenton Marauders is right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario. So far this season in Bradenton, he's 6-2 with a 3.69 ERA across 17 games and 78 innings. He's given up just 23 walks and 67 strikeouts with a 2.61 opponent average against and a 1.28 whip. On the other side is Kendry Rojas for the Dunedin Blue Jays, who's 2-2 with a 4.09 ERA in 10 games. We'll go ahead and head to our final break. When we come back, it'll be time for first pitch between your Bradenton Marauders and the Dunedin Blue Jays. Stay tuned live here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and Also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you...
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Welcome back live here to Marauders pregame as we get you set here. It's almost time for first pitch here as Yoelvis De Rosario takes the hill for your Bradenton Marauders. He led the team out, and he'll be looking to add on here. Welcome into the booth, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Aiden Pearson, in for Spencer Smith this week. We appreciate you joining us live here. Let's take a look at the defense for your Bradenton Marauders. Across the outfield, left to right, Josiah Dixon, Sergio Campagna, and Tanner Treadaway across the diamond, third to first. Jack Brannigan, Sung Che Chang, Tamar Johnson, and Juan Jerez across the diamond, third to first. Behind the plate is Wyatt Hendry. He'll be the battery mate. The ball heads in, and we're getting set here for first pitch. Welcome in. It's a beautiful sunny night here in Bradenton, Florida, as the first batter, John Kasevic, steps in here. The third baseman, he's hitting first for Dunedin tonight. So we're setting underway. Del Rosario's first pitch to Kasevic. Misses outside. It's ball one. The next pitch, the 1-0. That one's grounded over to third base. Jack Brannigan on a turn makes the throw across the diamond. Good stretch over there by Juan Jerez for the first out. And we'll see this play once again. A hard ground ball hit towards the left side. Jack Brannigan just makes a beautiful turning stop. Sidearms hit across the diamond, and it's in time. And that'll bring up Estevan Machado. Machado, 19 years old, out of Barlovento, Venezuela. As this first one is fouled back for strike one. So far this season has played 80 games here with Dunedin. This is number 81, a .266 hitter on the season. 5'10", 170, right-hander, born in 2002. This one is grounded right back up the middle. Del Rosario will make the play and flip onto first in time. Beautiful play and great reactions that Yoelvis De Rosario, and quickly there are two down. You take another look at this one here as it's just a beautiful turn, makes a great lunging attempt, and he just flips it on over to Jerez at first, and it's in time. Next up into the box is going to be Cade Doty. His first one is fouled back for strike one. Doty at 22 was drafted in the second compository round, 78 overall out of LSU, as this next one misses high for ball one. 21 years old, originally from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He's played all of his professional games here with Dunedin, 6'1", 195. Righty-righty, as the 1-0 misses high for ball, or the 1-1 misses high, I should say. It's 2-1. Doty has played, this is his 15th game, two doubles to his ledger, five home runs, I should say. 9 walks to 14 strikeouts. Here's the pitch. That one's grounded over towards third to Brannigan. Brannigan going to have to make a long throw on a strong play, and they're going to get him on the tag. Great heads-up play by Juan Jerez there to get the out. Cade Doty was hustling down the line and saves an error there. We'll head to the bottom of the first inning. No score here from Bradenton.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one.
Welcome back live here from Bradenton, Florida, as we head to the bottom of the first inning as Sung Che Chang, our pregame show guest, digs into the plate here. He's going against Kendry Rojas. Sung Che Chang digs in here from the left side. First pitch to him. Misses upstairs for ball one. Kendry Rojas on the hill. 2-2 on the season with a 4.09 ERA in 33 innings for the Nuneaton Blue Jays. Opponents hit 230 against him. 34 strikeouts in that time. Next pitch misses upstairs again. It's 2-0. Chang out of Pingtung County, Taiwan. Signed as an international free agent back in 2019. His next pitch catches the zone for strike one. Played this past winter with the Carabineros de Colombia and went to help Team Colombia win the Caribbean Series. This next one is driven deep out towards right field. Going back on it is Roden at the track, makes the catch. Long fly ball there for Sung Che Chang, and that's the first out. And that'll bring up Jack Brannigan now. Brannigan, selected in the third round, 83rd overall out of the University of Notre Dame. And he'll face off against Rojas. The first pitch from Rojas. Misses inside for ball one. The 1-0, swung and a miss, strike one. Brannigan, a 255 hitter with two homers on the season, as this next one is line foul. It'll be strike two. Changeup coming in at 86 miles an hour. As we'll do the 2-2 once more. The pitch. Strike three called. Beautiful slider catches the bottom part of the zone. Brannigan down looking. That'll bring up the first baseman, Juan Jerez. Appreciate everyone tuning in and joining us here on Pride Night. We'll have a special guest here in the fourth inning. Make sure to stay tuned for that. Rojas is the left-hander. Pitches to Jerez. Catches the top of the zone for strike one. Jerez, a 217 hitter on the season, swings through that one, strike two. Jerez up in the three spot after playing in back-to-back days today. Six homers on the season. He goes down looking. Jerez, no argument there from him. So three up, three down for both teams. We'll head to the end of the first. We'll head to the top of the second inning. You're listening to the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Welcome back to Marauders Baseball Live here as we get you set for the bottom of the second inning. I'm Aiden Pearson. Appreciate you all tuning in tonight on what's turned into a beautiful evening for baseball. Digging into the plate now is Peyton Williams, the first baseman. He's facing Yoelvis de Rosario. Williams, a 232 hitter. Two homers, both of them coming last night. That one's grounded right over to Brannigan. Brannigan takes it on a backup. Throws across the diamond in time. Brannigan been busy over there to start the game at third base, but quickly there's one out. Brannigan playing that, had to back up a little bit to play a better hop, threw across the diamond and perfectly right over to first base. Next up to bat is the center fielder, Devontae Brown. Brown, a 310 hitter on the season, takes the first pitch for strike one. Bottom of the first each time, go three up, three down. And the next pitch just misses the zone. It's ball one. Del Rosario, a 3.63 ERA as it currently stands. Is that pitch, the four-seam fastball, swung over top of a miss for strike two. Devontae Brown, one home run on the season, a 9.52 OPS. Mind you, not a huge sample size. Here's the windup and the pitch from Del Rosario. That one's fouled back right off the screen right in front of us here. 95 miles an hour on that fastball. As Del Rosario's really bringing the heat. 1-2 count here against Del Rosario. Here's the pitch. Misses high. It's ball two. Crowd filling in here quite nicely for Pride Night. It's a beautiful night for baseball. The 2-2 pitch. They're going to ask for an appeal. Did he go? No, says first base umpire down there. First base umpire tonight telling us no. Here's the pitch. The 3-2. Time called as it's going to hit the bat. And Wyatt Hendry is shaking up a little bit. So we'll do it one more time here. Full count, one out. Devontae Brown, the hitter. The 5'11", 208 right-hander against Del Rosario. Here's the pitch. Fouled back again. Brown, a recent addition to this roster just about 15 games ago. Del Rosario sitting right around 95 with the fastball this evening. Here's the pitch. Catches the outside part of the zone, strike three. He goes down looking. Beautiful sequence there from Del Rosario. And quickly there are two down, and that'll bring up the right fielder, number 34, Alan Rodin. Rodin, a 167 hitter, as we see this pitch once again. Just a beautiful slider that catches the outer half of the zone. Absolutely pinpoint accuracy there. So Rodon, left-handed hitter with an open stance from the left-handed batter's box. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Good stop by Hendry there. Ball one. It was a changeup that just missed a little low. Del Rosario up to 19 pitches. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball two. Rodon, one homer in his young FSL career. As Del Rosario digs in on the hill. Here's the pitch. Just misses the top of the zone there. It's quickly 3-0. Looks like that would just missed a tad bit up and out. And the next pitch. That'll miss again. So, a four-pitch walk given up by Del Rosario. And that'll be the first base runner of the game for either team, and that'll bring up the DH number 11, Ryan McCarty. McCarty, a 343 hitter. As the 23-year-old out of Penn State Abington, as that one is grounded right to Jerez. He'll take it himself, and it's a ground out, one unassisted. We'll head to the bottom of the second inning. Just one base runner allowed by Del Rosario.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Welcome back to Bradenton Marauder Baseball. Here is stepping into the box is the catcher, number 6, Wyatt Hendry. Hendry, a 245 hitter on the season with 3 home runs. As the first pitch to him from Rojas, misses low for ball one. Hendry, 23 years old, was drafted in the 7th round in 2021 out of San Diego State. Spent this whole season with Bradenton in 73rd games. This next one is fouled off for strike one. Hendry, a 245 hitter, as we mentioned, with 5 home runs. Or 3 home runs, I should say. 3 triples, 9 doubles as well. Does have 4 stolen bases on his tallies. This one is swung on a miss for strike two. Rojas shoving in at 91 miles an hour. It's a fastball sinker style pitch as this one has popped up over towards right field. Over to the track to make the catch is Rodon, and that was a lackadaisical fly ball. Some may even say it was a can of corn, as they may say. So after that fly out to the right fielder, that'll bring up the right fielder number 7, Tanner Treadaway. Straight away, a 130 hitter on the season as the 6-1 right-hander takes the first pitch for strike one. The next pitch lined out towards right field once again, but Rodon flashes over and makes the catch. Quickly, there are two down. And so with two down, that'll bring up the first round draft pick of the Fort Myers, or I should say the Bradenton Pittsburgh Pirates, Tamar Johnson, taken in the first round overall, number four overall by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Appeared in just two games for Bradenton, hitting a .167. He's got a hit, and that one lone hit was a single, his first pitch to him. Misses for ball one. Tamar appearing in his third game all in this series. Played nine games in the FCL, not so much obliged. Next one swung on a miss. Big cut there for strike two. Strike one. Rojas really dealing with that fastball. Shows that with a below four ERA on the season. Here's the pitch. This is upstairs. Ball two. Looks like there might be some light stretching going on. Slightly in the Marauders' pen, but not much. Here's the next pitch. They're going to say it catches the top of the zone. It's strike two. Rojas really pumping it in there. Not much velocity, but a good amount of movement on that pitch. As here he comes with the pitch. That pitch misses high. It'll be a full count. Fastball sitting between 89 and 92 today. As full count with two outs. Here's the pitch. Inside corner. Strike three called. Beautiful slider that catches the inside half. It's a strikeout looking his third of the day for Rojas. We'll head to the top of the third inning. You're listening to the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Bradenton Marauder Baseball here, as we get you set for this top of the third inning. Hitting for Blue Jays is Jose Ferrer, followed by Marcus De La Rosa, and then back to the top with Josh Kasevic. First pitch from Del Rosario. Grounded over towards third base, but foul. So far, both teams, pitchers are dealing early. As Del Rosario gets his sign, kicks and deals. Flared foul again, strike two. Jose Ferrer, a 191 hitter. Another one of these new players added to the team. With the red shin guard, red batting gloves, this pitch misses just outside. Ball one. You see Dunedin today in their away grays with blue and white striping with Dunedin written across the chest, blue helmets and blue hats. As this next pitch is flared foul once again. Also see them with a lot of red accents throughout their team, similar to their parent club in Toronto. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss, he got him. Beautiful pitch by Yoelvis Del Rosario, and that's the first out. You see Del Rosario there rocking the home whites tonight with Marauders written across the chest as we see another look at the strikeout. Just had Ferrer looking all off balance. But you know, a good part of your daily balanced diet is a can of corn. Here's the pitch from Del Rose. Del Rosario as that misses high for ball one. And the 1-0. That one's fouled back. Strike one. So it's a 1-1 count here. Marauders in their home whites tonight with black lettering across the chest with Marauders outlined in yellow as well as the black numbers with yellow outline. Here's the pitch. That one catches the bottom of the zone. Strike two. Wind blowing slightly left to right. Not too much power as the flags are blowing. The pitch misses in the dirt. Ball two. Josh Kasevich in the on-deck circle. As you see, a good look at Jack Brannigan there. He's made some great defensive plays. Three of them, to be exact, tonight. And across the first two and two-thirds innings. Here's the next pitch. Misses up and in. Ball three. So a full count now here to De La Rosa. And we'll do it again. Here's the pitch. Grounded. Over towards the mound. Del Rosario comes off the mound and makes the play. And there are two down. Second time we've seen him flip over to Jerez at first. And let's take another look. That one just weakly grounded. De La Rosa was mowing down the line. But nothing doing there. So Del Rosario will face off against Josh Kasevich, who grounded out to third in his last AB. Kasevich, a 230 hitter, takes in the first pitch and big cut and a miss over that one for strike one. Del Rosario, that was his 35th pitch in the night. Efficiency is a key for these Bradenton pitchers. Here's the pitch. This is outside, ball one. Once again, a beautiful night for baseball with wind blowing slightly left to right. Sun starting to set. Maybe some dark clouds slightly out on the horizon. Here's the next pitch. Bounces in the dirt. Good stop there behind the plate by Hendry. It's 2-1. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Fouled off of Hendry, and Hendry's in some pain. And so Alex Lawry, the home plate umpire, will head out to the mound to give the catcher Hendry a minute or two. And he's going to call the ball boy over to get a few new baseballs. And Hendry's still shaking up a little bit, but looks to be all right. So it's a 2-2 count, and you see that one just right where there's no protection, right off the thigh. Tough break there, but Hendry looks to be okay as Alex Lawry will tell him to just take a second. And we'll do the 2-2. Del Rosario from the windup. Kicks, deals. This is just outside. Full count. So it's a second straight full count here. Here's the pitch. Grounded over towards the right side and into right field for a base hit. Treadaway will get it on a few hops. And it's a two-out single for Josh Kasevich. And that'll put a runner on first with two outs for Estevan Machado. So the shortstop, Estevan Machado, is 0-for-1 on the day with a ground out to the pitcher. Here's the first pitch. Misses low, ball one. One and oh here on Machado, 265 hitter. That's the pitch to him. Big cut and a miss there, strike one. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Big cut and a miss there. Another off-speed pitch catching a good part of the zone. So it is 1-2 now. As Del Rosario will get his sign. Comes set from the stretch. Kicks, fires. Off-speed pitch, misses up and out, ball two. So a 2-2 count now with two outs, second inning here. Two's of wild, as Vin Scully would say. Here's the pitch. Fouled. Do the 2-2 once more. Machado, one of the better hitters on this Bradenton, or on this Dunedin team, I should say, makes a lot of the good plays. As crowd starting to clap and get loud. We'll do the 2-2 once more. The kick and deals. That one's grounded over towards second base. Tamar Johnson makes a diving attempt, but he can't get it. And it rolls all the way over to Tanner Treadaway. Treadaway will throw it into second. Going from first to third is Cassidy. And there are now two on with two out. Now for Kay Doty. We'll take another look at this play here. Ball just grounded right past the glove of Tamar Johnson. And that gets right into right field. Treadaway makes a good grab to bring it in and throws it right into second base, which was the smart decision. So Kay Doty now up to bat in the box. As the first pitch to Doty. Misses outside ball one. Doty, a 333 hitter on the season, so one out of every three is a hit for him. As this one is grounded over towards third base. Brandon going to have to make a tough play. Does not. Running over to third. Harris going to throw it. In time. Chang, a heads-up defensive play. So an infield single for Kay Doty. No run. The run may score, however. We'll wait and see the official calling. We'll let you know when we come back live on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Marauders Broadcast Network here as we welcome you back here as Sergio Campagna will dig in. The run does score back in that last inning, so it is 1-0 Dunedin here as we get you set for the bottom of the third inning. Sergio Campagna, Bubba Chandler, and Josiah Dixon do up for your Marauders. As the first pitch will miss, will catch the zone for strike one. As we mentioned, Campagna, then Chandler. Next pitch is swung on a miss. Quickly, two strikes. Campagna, a 204 hitter. Has the pitch to him. Catches the outside part of the zone. Strike three. He's going to challenge. And call is upheld as strike three there on Sergio Campagna. And so one away, that'll bring up the switch hitting Bubba Chandler, who will hit from the right side. Here, One of the great songs coming out here, one of the good walk-up songs, is there's some action in the Dunedin bullpen. First pitch swung on a miss for strike one. Don't know if that's just some light tossing or if it's looks like it is someone tossing off a mound, so we don't know how much we'll see more of Rojas. Next pitch misses upstairs for ball one. So a 1-1 count here on Bubba Chandler, the still yet to have his first high A home run. His next pitch. They're going to say that caught the zone, and Chandler's going to challenge. And strike is upheld. So it's 2-2. You see the darker skies starting to loom here out towards the north. We'll keep an eye on it and let you know if anything progresses. As this next one is lined into right left field, and that'll get down for a base hit. Chandler will round first, and that's a good confidence boost for Bubba Chandler. As it's one on and one out, and that'll bring up the left fielder Josiah Dixon. So Josiah Dixon now up. And he'll face off against Rojas. First pitch. Dixon shows bump, but pops it well foul for strike one. And that one will come right onto the field of play. And so Dixon will do it. Infielders playing at a double play depth. Here's the pitch. Misses low, ball one. Dixon, a 234 hitter. That last single by Bubba Chandler, 106 miles an hour off the bat. As this next pitch catches the inside part for strike two. 106 miles an hour off the bat, not something you see every day. And Bubba Chandler really has a good one going. Chandler leads off first as Dixon is behind in the count, one and two. Here's the pitch. Misses low. Ball two. As we were mentioning, 106 miles an hour off the bat for Bubba Chandler. You love to see it. Really hoping to break out of what was a slow start for him here in Bradenton. As the pitch, just a lackadaisical swing and a miss over top there. And there are two down. So there are two down now here, and that'll bring up Sungche Chang. So Sungche Chang will step up here, and he'll face off against Rojas. First pitch from him. That one is driven deep towards center field. However, Brown will take a few steps over, and he'll make the catch for the third out. A single from Bubba Chandler gives the Marauders their first hit. We'll head to the top of the fourth inning. You're listening to the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPency Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPency Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapencyplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to the Marauders Live. Here as we get you set for the top of the fourth inning, Peyton Williams, Devontae Brown, and Alan Roden do up for the Blue Jays. And joining me live in studio here, we've got the creator of Sarasota Out, Josh Beadle. Josh, how you doing?
I'm having a great evening. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you. First pitch misses for ball one. So, Josh, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into creating Sarasota Out.
Yeah, sure. So I moved to Sarasota about 10 years ago, and I was like, man, I wish there was, you know, something to do for the LGBT community. And so I didn't find anything, and I was like, you know what? I can create something outstanding.
As this one is grounded out, Chang will come across the diamond, throws on to first in time, and that's the first out.
So I just started, you know, working with different organizations and creating events like a beach party and all the kind of stuff that anyone wants to do. I do that with Sarasota Out.
So what are some of the missions of Sarasota Out, and what are you guys, what are some of the resources that you guys provide?
Sure. So our mission is definitely to connect the community, to make sure that the community has resources such as like a calendar of events, so that if different organizations have an event, you can go put it on a central database. And also list businesses that are LGBT friendly as well. So it's like the one-stop shop for people that are visiting Sarasota or even for the community that lives here as well.
1-1 count now on Devontae Brown here against Del Rosario. And so what are some of the things that you guys do in the community to help people amongst the LGBTQ community?
Well, one of the most important things is just providing them a place to seek fellowship, hang out. We definitely do a lot of events. For Halloween, we do Pride events. We just really create an atmosphere for people to have a good time, a safe space for people to hang out, and we also provide that resource online for people.
Diving attempt stopped there by Chang. He can't keep the glove on it, as you see it here popping back up on your screen. Tried to get the glove on it, was not able to, and it goes into the outfield. It'll be a single, so one on. That'll bring up Alan Roden. And so, you know, you created this organization. What has your time been like in Sarasota here these past 10 years? I know it's got a very strong LGBTQ community, especially with some of the other organizations around here, including a big fine arts community out here.
Oh, my gosh. I've had an amazing time for the last 10 years. I can honestly say that I don't ever say, man, I wish I didn't live in Sarasota. I'm so happy to be in this community. There's so much going on.
As the next one is swung on a miss there, 1-1.
We have a good time.
And so tell us a little bit more, if people want to get more information on Sarasota Out, where can they get it?
Sure. Well, easily. You can go to sarasotaout.com. It's that simple. But there's a lot of different resources on there as well. Like, you can get in contact with Project Pride, also Youth, the Fabulous Arts Foundation, PFLAG.
As that one is ripped deep into the hole here, and that's going to split a gap and go into right field. Tanner Treadaway is going to come up firing once again. He'll fire it into second. It'll be Thurston third with one out here, and that'll bring up the DH, Ryan McCarty. And so tell us a little bit about yourself. Where'd you come from? What'd you do before creating Sarasota Out? Or what do you do in your spare time not working with Sarasota Out?
Sure. Well, I feel like I'm always working on something. But I'm from Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh area, which is really awesome that I'm here right now. And then I decided to move to the beach. So I came to Sarasota, and it's been so much fun. I love to create things. I love being involved in things like this.
As this first one is popped high over towards right field, coming under it is Treadaway. He's going to make a play right along the foul line. Brown is going to tag from third. Here's the throw to the plate. Jerez is going to tap it with his glove, and it's going to get caught up. So a sack fly there for McCarty. There's now two down here, but a run does score. It's 2-0 Dunedin. That'll bring up the catcher, Jose Ferrer. And so, you know, tell us a little bit more. Is, you know, I know the youth LGBTQ community is booming here in Sarasota. Do you guys help with that at all, and how do you guys help out the most within the community?
Well, so there's an organization called Also Youth, and they provide a safe space for the LGBT community to come and hang out. You know, it's a really great that breeze feels really great. But we basically, you know, also support them with food drives, of snack drives, because they have a community, like kind of like a community center, and so the kids go there after school or during the weekends. It's a safe place.
This one grounded over towards Chang. Chang makes the diving stop this time. Throws over to first. Not in time. Good attempt there by Sung Che Chang. He makes the diving stop that he was unable to make earlier, but it'll be an infield single as Jose Ferrer was running down the line, and that'll be bring up Marcos De La Rosa. And so do you guys, like, go out into the community and talk at schools and things like that, or how do you guys mainly get your word out and
also,
things like that?
Also, youth definitely does that. What we do is I have a really large email list, so we definitely promote all the LGBT organizations, get it out to, you know, over, like, 5,000 people on our email list. So that's kind of a great way to broadcast things that are going on in the community.
First pitch to De La Rosa. Misses high for ball one. And if someone wants to join that email list, can they contact you, or what's the easiest way to get onto that email
list? Yeah, go to SarasotaOut.com, and you'll see it. It'll pop up on the screen, or also scroll down to the bottom. And it's a great way to find out everything that's going on in the community. It's like almost like announcements.
As this one is grounded right towards Harris. Harris makes it good. Stop. He's going to have a foot race to the back. Dives, and he makes the play. What a diving stop there by Juan Harris. Does it all by himself there. Thank you so much, Josh. Once again, if people want to find you, how can they do that?
Check out SarasotaOut.com. Make sure you find me on Facebook as well. I'm a good time.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Marauders trail by two.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded
Welcome back live to Bradenton, Florida. Here as we get another look at this diving play by Juan Harris as he makes just a brilliant diving stop and then a foot race to the bag where he just beats out Marcos De La Rosa. Stepping up now is Jack Brannigan, the third baseman. It'll be Brannigan, Harris, and Hendry due up here for the Marauders. As the first pitch to Brannigan. That one's grounded over towards the shortstop, Machado. Machado going to have to make a strong throw across the diamond. Does. Good. Pick by Williams. He'll stay on the bag. And that'll bring up the defensive savior in the last inning, Juan Harris. Wind starting to pick up here in Bradenton as wind has shifted from left to right to right to left. And you can smell the rain coming in the background as well. And sky's getting darker. We'll keep an eye on it for you. Hopefully we'll still be able to play baseball here. So digging in is Harris. Here's the first pitch to him. Catches the zone strike one. Wyatt Hendry is in the on-deck circle. And we'll see him play. Here's the pitch from Harris. That one is driven deep towards right field. Going back on it is Roden. He'll come up at the track. And the wind blowing in absolutely killed that ball as that turned in to a can of corn once again for Roden. The second time he's gotten can of the corn honors so far this game. Next up is the catcher, Alan Roden. Wyatt Hendry. First pitch to him. Misses high, ball one. Hendry, the catcher, flew out to the right fielder his first time up. Next pitch misses low. Ball two. Hendry on the season, a 244 hitter. As Rojas kicks and deals. Fouled back. So it's a 1-2 count. And see our bat boy bringing balls over. And the pitch misses inside. 3-1. Here we go. The 3-1 pitch from Rojas to Hendry. Misses high. Walk for Hendry, and that'll put another runner on. And so only the second base runner of the night for Bradenton. And that'll bring up the right fielder, Tanner Treadway, who's hitting 125 on the season. Wind continuing to pick up, blowing slightly in and slightly towards left field. Light starting to take some effect, and it looks like manager Donnie Murphy will head to the mound here. Pitching change here in Bradenton. We'll head to an ad break here. When we come back, we'll tell you about the new pitcher.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi.
Welcome back to Bradenton Marauder Baseball. Here is a new pitcher takes the hill for the Dominion Blue Jays. Taking the hill will be the other Rojas, Yoendry Rojas. Tanner Treadway coming in. Yoendry Rojas. Tanner Treadway, who he faces first. This is zone low for ball one. Rojas, 19 years old, signed out of Juan de los Moros in Venezuela. Just his fourth appearance for Bradenton. Or for Dunedin, I should say. That one is fouled back. So far with Dunedin, a 5.84 ERA in 12 and a third inning. 6 strikeouts to 5 walks. Was signed as a free agent back in 2021. He was called up to Dunedin back on August 2nd from the FCL. So 1-1 here on Tanner Treadway. First pitch. Throw over. Nothing doing. Hendry dives back in safely. A catcher who can run well. Next pitch. This is Ball Two. Off deep. For those of you getting updates here about the Florida State League over in Fort Myers, it was supposed to be a doubleheader, but they only played one game and it was called in the bottom of the sixth due to conditions. And so the pitch, this one, driven out towards left. Shallow left field, coming over and making the catch is Doty, and that'll do it. We'll head to the top of the fifth inning. Dunedin, up 2-0.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager.
Winds continuing to blow crazy here in Bradenton as we get you set here for the fifth inning. As it'll be Josh Kasevic, Estevan Machado, as you see out there. The lovely Kona Brewing Co. Bar. And some dark skies behind it. Here's the first pitch from Del Rosario, and it catches the top of the zone for strike one. It'll be the top of the order, Kasevic, Machado, and Doty do up. Next pitch misses outside for ball one. Breeze blowing slightly in now, not as much of a breeze as in the past. So, the 1-1 just misses low, ball two. So it's 2-1 here, or 3-0, wow. I missed a first pitch I thought was called a strike, my bad. As this one is looped in towards right field, and that'll get down for a base hit. A no-out base hit, the second one of the day for Kasevic. And that'll bring up Estevan Machado, the shortstop. Action in Bradenton bullpen, as well as maybe some slight action in Dunedin's. As manager Jonathan Johnston on the top step there. First pitch from Del Rosario. That one's grounded over towards the mound. Del Rosario is going to come off. He's going to flip to first in time. Runner will advance to second, but it goes 1-3, so there's one out with a runner on second. And we'll take a look at it once again. Just a slow dribbler. Del Rosario only play was to first base, and he gets it there in time to get Machado, and that'll bring up the third or the second baseman, Cade Doty. Ramping up heavy is whoever is in the Bradenton bullpen. So we'll try to get a number for you shortly here. First pitch to Doty, misses high, ball one. It is Kasevic who hit a single, leading off first. Doty, a 345 hitter. As he faces off against Del Rosario. This one popped high in the air. Tamar Johnson coming in, calling off his other defenders. And he'll make the catch there. So working around the single, there is now two down. And looking to get through five full here is Del Rosario. So now stepping in is the first baseman, Peyton Williams. He's grounded out to third and short so far today. Infield playing him slightly towards the right-hand side is the first pitch. That one is going to be lined into left field. Coming in on it is Dixon. Dixon going to come up firing. Here's the throw to the plate on the money. What a throw by Josiah Dixon. And as my counterpart Spencer Smith would say, oh, baby, what a throw home. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning. You're listening to the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go!
Welcome back to Marauder Baseball. Here is light starting to take effect here at Lecom Park as Rojas is coming out for the next inning of work for him. As the first Rojas, that was Kendry Rojas, started the game, and now it's Yoendry Rojas facing Tamar Johnson, the number 4 overall pick in this year's draft. First pitch catches the zone for strike one. He's going to challenge. And pitch is upheld, striking now. The Marauders are out of challenges. So Tamar loses the challenge. And the 0-1. Misses outside. Ball one. Tamar just 143 to start his career here for Bradenton. There's a hole down that left-hand side. Here's the pitch. This one popped high in the air as he falls down in the batter's box. Wynn taking it a little bit over, more towards the third base side, but not a problem for Kasevich, as that one is an F5. So, with one out now, it'll bring up Sergio Campagna, the center fielder. Let's see. Rough start here for Johnson, and his high A setup. Or low A setup is the first pitch to Campagna. That one's trailed right over to Kasevich. Kasevich will throw across the diamond in time. Quickly, there are two down. Final line for Kendry Rojas. 3 2/3 on one hit. No runs, no earned, one walk. 5 strikeouts. And now up is Bubba Chandler, the lone base hit for the Marauders today. Gray clouds now starting to cover almost all of Lecom Park as lights are starting to take effect here at the stadium. Here's the first pitch. Catches the zone, strike one. Light mist also starting to come into play as we see some lightning strikes out beyond the right field fence. Here's the windup and the pitch. Catches the zone, strike two to Bubba Chandler. warming up in the pen is new addition to the Marauders bullpen. It's number 28, Wilbur Dotel. As this next pitch misses, ball one. So it's 1-2. Here's the pitch to Chandler. Flared foul. So 1-2 count now. We'll do it again. A 181 hitter is Chandler. Large hole on the left-hand side should he choose to go the other way. Here's the windup and the pitch. Misses high and outside. And they were running off the field was the Blue Jays. They thought they had it, and no offense, that wasn't anywhere close. So, here's the 2-2 from Rojas. From the windup, kicks, deals. Swing and a miss, he got him. That time he gets the strikeout. And three up, three down, go your Marauders. We head to the sixth inning. You're listening to the Marauders Baseball Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them.
Welcome back to the Marauders pre-Marauders Live here as you see a good look at the Southeast Championship banner and a good look at fans behind home plate as Devontae Brown, Allen Roden and Ryan McCarty will be due up here against the new pitcher. It's number 28, Wilbur Dotel. First pitch from Dotel, misses low for ball one. The next pitch catches the zone. It's quickly 2-0. Wilbur Dotel, a 19-year-old right-hander, as this next pitch misses low, 3-0. Born in 2002 in the Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. So far this season, played all of it with the FCL Pirates. It was 2-2 with a 2.62 ERA, as this one is popped up high in the air and foul territory. Wyatt Hendry coming over and trying to make the catch, but it lands right on top of the netting here, and it's going to fall back. So it's 3-1. Appeared in 12 games, started 9 of which was 34 and a third innings. Struck out 35 batters. Opponents only hit 198 against him. As this next pitch catches the top of the zone, it's strike two. Doing a good job to working this count back full. Sun now poking out from what it looked like gloomy skies for a few minutes as this one is fouled back once again. So, here we go. The 3-2 pitch once more. Bounced in the dirt. It's going to be a walk. So, with a runner on, which is Brown, it'll bring up Alan Roden. So, Roden will step into the box against Otell. Roden, 1-for-1 on the day with a single as well as a walk. First pitch. Dotel just misses at the top of the zone, ball one. Roden, a 182 hitter with one homer, seven RBIs, and a 309 on base percentage. Has scored 10 runs this season, however. Here's the pitch from Dotel. That one is lined into right field. Treadway going to come in on it. Brown is going to make a wide turn. He's not going anywhere as the cutoff throw comes in. So a walk and a single puts two men on for Dunedin, and that'll bring up to face Ryan McCarty will be Dotel. Ryan McCarty, a 333 hitter, looking to do some damage here. Both bullpens currently quiet. So it looks like maybe there is some action in Bradenton's first pitch. Catches his own strike one. Some light tossing happening in that Bradenton bullpen. It's going to be Roden off first, Brown off second right now with no out. And Dotel's first career outing here in Bradenton. Next pitch. That one's grounded over towards second base. Over the hop of Tamar Johnson. In coming comes Campagna. He's going to throw to third. And it's going to go well wide. And so it's a single here and the bases will be loaded. And that'll bring up Jose Ferrer. Having to go back as they thought Johnson might have been able to get a hand on it. And he does not. Campagna comes up with a pretty good throw. But it just one hops right by Brandigan. So bases are loaded for Jose Ferrer. A little rip in the pants now there for Brown. And so Jose Ferrer, hitting 196 with 14 RBIs, steps in. First pitch. That one is lined deep out towards left field. Under it is Dixon. Dixon will make the catch. Here's the throw into Sungshae Chang. It's a sack fly and good for a run. And it'll make it 3-0. So that was a productive out here against Otell. That'll bring up Marcos De La Rosa. Quickly ramping up in Bradenton's bullpen. As we see a lot of scurrying around, but one guy tossing off a mound. Looks like it's a right-hander. First pitch from Dotel. Catches the out. Nope, just misses the outside part, ball one. Thought it might have catch due to the audible sound made by the umpire. So Dotel comes set on the hill. Kicks and deals. Bunt attempt shown. Strike called. So it is now 1-1. One count. Pitch. Catches the bottom of the zone. First strike. They're going to challenge. Call is upheld, so it's going to be 1-2. We'll take another look. Beautiful off-speed pitch. Great job by Hendry to hold it there. So, 1-2 here with one out. Looking to ground in that double play. Pitch. Misses low. Good stop by Hendry. Picks it behind his back. So Dotel comes set on the hill. The 2-2 pitch. That one flown well foul. Off-speed pitch hung a little too early. But De La Rosa was able to get bat to ball on it. So Dotel comes set. Here's the pitch. Swung on a miss. He got him. First low A strikeout for Wilbur Dotel. And that's now two outs and two men on. And that'll bring up Josh Kasevich. See Marty there in a beautiful view of the Pride flag here on Pride night. As Hendry gets back into his crouch. First pitch tossed here. Beautiful off-speed pitch catches the zone for strike one. Esteban Machado in the on-deck circle. Kasevich 2-for-3 with two singles. As he comes set on the hill, Dotel kicks and fires. Catches the zone, strike two. And so we're in the top of the sixth inning, 3-0 Dunedin leads. Dotel with his biggest pitch of the night on 0-2. Two runners on. Garcia up in the bullpen. It's Darvin Garcia up in the bullpen for Bradenton. Kasevich in the box. Dotel's got a sign. From the stretch, he kicks, fires. Strike three called. Top of the zone, but a challenge is called. And call is upheld, strike three. Beautiful pitch there by Dotel. He uses two strikeouts to get to the inning. We'll head to the bottom half of the sixth. Your Marauders still trail 3-0.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool service.
Josiah Dixon stepping in here for the Bradenton Marauders. He steps in. It's 9-1-2 here as the first pitch from Rojas catches his own for strike one. Welcome back in here to Leacon Park. Currently 3-0 Dunedin leading. Here's the pitch from Rojas. Catches the outside corner, strike two. So it's quickly 0-2 here on Josiah Dixon. The pitch bounced in the dirt, ball one. Beautiful night for baseball here as it's turned out to be. Wind slightly blowing right to left as the dark clouds in the sky seemingly have went away. Here's the pitch, misses outside, ball two. Josiah Dixon trying to fight his way back. Only one hit for your Marauders so far. That was a Bubba Chandler single back in the third. They're looking to stay afloat here in the FSL West. Here's the 2-2. Swung and a miss. Good fastball there. Dixon strikes out for the second time, and now that'll bring up our pregame show guest, Sung Che Chang. So Sung Che Chang, the shortstop wearing number 5. He'll step in here. The first pitch to Chang. Shows bunt, pulls back. They're going to say he went and Chang is not happy with that call. Not sure if they say he went or if it was a called strike. The 0-1. Chang fouls that one off. Strike 2. So it's quickly 0-2 here on Chang. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. It's 1-2 now. Whatever action was in Bradenton's bullpen, it is no longer, as both bullpens are quiet once again. Here's the pitch from Rojas. That one lined out towards left field. That'll get down for a base hit and roll towards the wall. Chang rounds first. He heads for second. He's going to pull into second. He's going to take a wide turn, but nothing doing there. Only the first hit since the third inning. It's a stand-up double for Sung Che Chang. And that puts a runner on second with one out for Jack Brannigan. So Sung Che Chang ripes that one past De La Rosa. It rolls all the way to the wall. And Chang gets in there to second. And now Jack Brannigan coming out to Uncle Cracker steps in here against Rojas. You can hear the crowd getting excited and into it as this is the first sense of life from the Marauders since back in the third. 3-0 they trail. Here's the first pitch. Catches the inside corner, strike 1. Brannigan not happy with the strike call as he shakes his head in disapproval. Chang with the double leads off second. Brannigan, a 245 hitter, has 8 RBIs on the season. Here's the pitch. This one lined deep out towards right field. Going back on it is Roden. He will not be able to catch it as it one hops the wall. Rounding second and heading for home is Chang. No throw home. Brannigan with an RBI double. Marauders make it 3-1 as they score their first run on the game. On back-to-back doubles. That one courtesy of Jack Brannigan. Brannigan will hand his stuff over to the first base coach, Casey Harms, the performance coach for these Marauders. And Jack Brannigan with an absolute rope towards right field. Chang was holding up and waiting to see if that one would fall before running. And he does just that, but Chang with enough speed to score. And so another runner on second, and that'll bring up Juan Jerez, who's 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout to the right fielder as well. A 215 hitter. 6 homers, 39 RBIs. First pitch. That one is lined over into right field, and that'll get through for a base hit. Brannigan rounds first. He stops here. He's going to head for home. The throw to the plate. Not in time. A single, an RBI single for Juan Jerez. And the Marauders pull within one. It's 3-2. Juan Jerez comes through there with an RBI single, his second in 2 days. And that'll bring up the catcher, Wyatt Hendry. Marauders clawing back here, and the fans are getting into it as the crowd gets excited as this is the first real scoring opportunity in the past few, in this whole game. First pitch to Hendry. Misses outside, ball 1. Harris off first after the first out was made by Dixon, then a double from Chang, a double from Brannigan, and Jerez with the single is how we got to this point of 3-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. That one is laced foul. It's 1-1. Hendry, a 244 hitter with 23 RBIs, as well as 3 homers to his ledger. Looking to extend it here. The catcher, seventh round pick out of San Diego State back in 2021. Was the second catcher taken by the Pirates. His fellow battery mate who's here on minor league rehab, Henry Davis, was taken in the first round back in 2021 out of Louisville. Juan Jerez leads off first as the 1-1 pitch. Yeah, it's going to hit Hendry, and Hendry is going to be walked down to first base, and you can see the displeasure on Hendry's face, and he throws his gear over, and home plate umpire Alex Laurie comes out, so that'll put runners on first and second with one out, as there has been known to be some bad blood amongst these two teams, but that was nowhere close to intentional, but both teams still trying to ensure that it wasn't, and that'll send pitching coach Drew Hayes out to the mound. So let's give you how we got to this point currently. After a strikeout from Josiah Dixon, Sunshake Chang with a double to left. Then he was doubled home by Jack Brannigan, who hit a double to right field. Then a single from Juan Jerez to right field scored Brannigan. And now a hit by pitch on Wyatt Hendry. And that'll put runners on first and second here. Home plate umpire Alex Laurie heading out to the mound to break up the meeting of the minds. And he'll break it up there. Yoendry Rojas came in relief of Kendry Rojas, who started this game. And now this is a big spot for Tanner Treadaway, the 120 hitter who has five RBIs. But really, he can make his mark on Bradenton's season right here. Two on, one out. It's a big spot in this game as Bradenton is down 3-2 to Dunedin in a fight for first place in the FSL West in the second half. Rojas gets his sign from the stretch. He kicks and fires. Ball bounces in the dirt. Good stop by Ferrer. Ball one. Ferrer has been nothing but short of excellent behind the plate tonight. And so he'll look to avoid anything. Jerez is off. Here's the throw to third. Not doing there. He's safe and he gets under the tag. A double steal eliminates a double play possibility. It's a double steal opportunity. Puts two runners in scoring position now against for Tanner Treadaway. It's a 1-1 count. One out. Runners on second and third. Corners playing in. There's a large hole on the first base side. Here's the pitch to Treadaway. They're going to call that a strike. As a little bit of a delayed call, and you can see the displeasure on Treadaway's face. So, Jerez leads off third. Hendry off second. Biggest pitch of the night for Rojas here on 1-2. Here's the pitch. Well outside. Good eye by Hendry. Or by Treadaway, pardon me. So, 2-2 pitch now. Two runs home this inning. Two ducks on the pond. 2-2 count. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 3-2 ball game. Here we go. Treadaway in the box. Rojas gets his sign. He comes set from the stretch. He kicks. And ball outside. It runs the count full. Treadaway, if he can get on base here, it would bring up Tamar Johnson, who could really stake his claim in the Florida State League as a recent addition only in his third game. So here we go. 3-2 pitch. One out against Tanner Treadaway. Here he comes set. Rojas kicks and fires. Strike three called on the corner. Treadaway not happy behind the plate there, as it looks like he might have a case here. So a strikeout looking, and that'll bring up Tamar Johnson. Tamar Johnson, 125 hitter with one RBI, looking to make it more. And yeah, that one might have just clipped the zone, if slightly. First pitch from Rojas to Johnson. They're going to say that catches the outer part of the zone, strike one. Johnson, the seventh man sent to the plate for the Marauders this inning. He's looking to stake his claim here. He's got a large hole on the left-hand side, as here's the pitch. Sprayed foul, strike two. He's behind 0-2 early. Johnson, the number four overall pick. As
guys. Johnson had his first RBI back on Thursday. In his debut, he went 1-for-4 with a single. Here comes the 0-2. Sprayed foul. We talked with Tamar back in the cages earlier in the series, and he said the biggest thing for him adjusting is the consistency of strikes thrown by these professional pitchers compared to high school pitchers. So, a quick 0-2. Here's the pitch. Fouled back again. Johnson doing a good job to keep a bat on it. In the on-deck circle is Sergio Campagna. Should Johnson reach? Johnson looking to make some magic here. Just one hit so far on this young season for him. Here's the pitch. That one's grounded. Over towards the mound. Over to get it is Rojas. He'll attempt to apply a tag, and they're going to say he got him. Tag is applied. However, two runs do score. It's a ground out to first. We'll head to the top of the seventh inning. You're listening to the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Ruzicka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Leacom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available in...
We see Tamar Johnson coming off the field here with his coach and the athletic trainer, and you can see the displeasure on his face as he tried to go back out and play second base, but it looks like coming into his spot here at second base will be, looks like, Norquis Marcos. And you can see the displeasure. It looks like he might have been pulling up on that hamstring. We'll wait and give you an official when we know something. He looks to be all right as he's coming off on his own power, not happy with being pulled from the game. But so, digging in now against Dotel is Estevan Machado, the shortstop. The first pitch from Dotel. Catches the zone, strike one. Young high school kid, they're probably just pulling him out as an early draft pick. You want to take every precaution you can with a guy of his stature. So here's the pitch, fouled back. It's quickly 0-2. So just trying to take as we'll look to see something happen here. The 0-2 from Dotel. Swing and a miss. He got him. Third strikeout of the day for Wilbur Dotel. And that's the first one down here in the top of the seventh inning. 3-2. Dunedin currently leading. And that'll bring up to the plate Cade Doherty, who's 1-for-3. We can't see Coach Jonathan Johnston right now. It looks like he was down there talking to Tamar for a second, as well as the athletic training staff. We know Tamar is not happy, but Norquis Marcos takes his place at second base for anyone scoring at home. First pitch misses, ball one. This one into Kay Doty, who we mentioned is 1-for-3. Wilford Dotel still on the mound for his second inning of work as the 1-0. Misses high for ball two. So it's 2-0 here. And the pitch. Off-speed pitch catches the top of the zone, strike one. Beautiful pitch, honestly. And so we'll do the 1-2. The 2-1. Big cut and a miss there. Great off-speed pitch. Catches him well out in front. So we'll do a 2-2. Here's the pitch from Dotel. That one's loped right towards Sung Chae Chang. He'll ground it on a hop. Throw over to first in time. And quickly there are two down, and that'll bring up the first baseman, Peyton Williams. So a beautiful throw across the diamond. And Williams, who's 1-for-3 on the day with a single, will step up to the plate. Williams, the sweet swinging left-hander, hit his first two FSL home runs last night. It's this first pitch, grounded right towards Norquis Marcos. He'll make the catch. So Marcos making an immediate impact on the game. Three up, three down, we head. It's time to stretch. Here in Bradenton, you're listening to the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning.
Welcome back to Marauders Baseball here as Sergio Campagna digs in for your Marauders. It'll be Campagna, Chandler, and Dixon due up here in the seventh as the first pitch from Rojas grounded foul for strike one. Rojas pitching well so far tonight, giving up just two runs in this 3-2 ball game. We appreciate you joining us here. In Bradenton, Florida, as it's turned out to be quite a nice night with a slight breeze as the pitch. That's going to hit Campagna in the head. Athletic trainer will come straight out here and talk to him as Campagna looks all right. But it'll go down as a hit by pitch. Another one in this series. The series has been full of hit by pitches. And athletic trainer Casey Lee comes out and just ensures Campagna is okay. He's been busy tonight. In between innings, we saw Tamar Johnson head towards the clubhouse to be evaluated. We'll give you an update on his status as we receive it here. So digging in now is Bubba Chandler, who's 1-for-2 on the day. This first pitch grounded fair ball down the line. They're going to say it's a foul ball. And Jonathan Johnston's going to come out of the dugout here. And he wants an appeal. He's saying it's nothing. Jonathan Johnston not happy about it. And Johnston's looking at him like, are you crazy? And now he's going to come out and get a little angry. And we see him walk closer and closer towards Alex Laurie, the home plate umpire. He's like, why couldn't you have asked for help? It was on the fair base side of the bag. And we'll try and get a replay of it here for you if we've got it. And you can see his displeasure. And Alex Laurie's almost like, well, what are you talking about, JJ? That was obviously a foul ball. And JJ continuing to bark at Laurie as we'll take another look at this one. Absolute screamer down the line. It bounces just in foul territory. So Laurie got the call right. And so it'll be a first pitch foul ball. It'll be 0-1 with Campagna leading off first. Throw over. In time, not even a tag applied. So here we are. Bubba Chandler 1-for-2. Campagna leads off first. There he goes. Ground ball over towards the first base side. It'll be a foul ball. As they say, it hits off Chandler's foot. So not even a play there for Williams. So it's 0-2 here on Chandler. So here we go. 0-2 count here on Bubba Chandler as Marauders looking to claw back into this. Throw over to first. Nothing doing as Campagna slides back in safely. And you can hear the crowd getting into it here. As a slight breeze still moving in. Here's the windup of the pitch to Chandler. This one driven deep down the right field line, but it's going to go foul. Chandler got out in front of that one a little bit later, and that could have been trouble. It had the velocity for a potential home run, but nothing doing there. It's a foul ball. Chandler has really been seeing the ball well tonight. Even though he struck out in the fifth, he did have that single in the first that was 106 miles an hour off the bat. And so Campagna leads off first. Here he goes. Pitches high. Throw down. They got him. Tough break there. And Campagna sees no argument. So he's caught stealing there. It's a great throw by Ferrer. And so it's going to be one out now with Chandler up at the dish in a 1-2 count. So here we go. The 1-2 count. Chandler, just a lackadaisical swing and a miss. There are quickly two down here as Rojas is settling in. That was 81 miles an hour on the off-speed pitch. And you see Chandler down there talking with his hitting coach, Mendy Lopez. So now in steps Josiah Dixon, first pitch to him. That's going to catch the bottom of the zone for strike one. Dixon 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Looking to avoid another. Steps in. Pitch. Outside. They're going to ask for an appeal. He did not. Three to two here in the bottom of the seventh inning. As here's the pitch. This one lined out towards right field. Taking a few steps back is Roden having to backpedal. He will make the catch to retire the side. 1-2-3, down go the Marauders. We'll head to the top of the eighth inning. Marauders still trailing by one.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most...
Welcome back to Marauders Baseball here as we get you set for the top of the inning. Del back out for another inning of work here as we welcome you inside this booth here. My name's Aiden Pearson, in for Spencer Smith this weekend. We appreciate you joining us live here on Pride Night. Dunedin's going to send to the plate Devontae Brown, Alan Roden, and Ryan McCarty to face off against Dotel. Dotel finishing up his warm-up tosses here. While we've got a moment, we'd also take a look around the Florida State League here. Daytona and Jupiter. Jupiter having a 4-3 lead over Daytona currently. Tampa and Clearwater, a game we're paying very close attention to here. 6-2, Tampa has a lead over Clearwater. Over in Palm Beach swept the doubleheader 4-2 and 3-1. Fort Myers defeating Lakeland 6-2 in what was one game, and then the second game was not played. It will be made up tomorrow. Dotel out for his third inning of work as the first pitch misses outside for ball one. Dotel has given up one but struck out three so far here in his first outing for Bradenton after just being added to the roster today. Here's the next pitch as it bounces low for ball two. Action in the Fort Myers bullpen right now. Or not in the Fort Myers bullpen, I should say. Bradenton bullpen. As the pitch from Dotel. Just misses high. Ball three. Hendry tried to stick it. So here we go on the 3-0 pitch from Dotel. The wind-up pitch. Just misses the zone. It'll be a four-pitch walk issued by Dotel, his second walk of his outing. And that'll bring up to the plate now the right fielder, Alan Roden, who's 2-for-2 on the day. So Alan Roden steps to the dish. Infield playing him at double to play depth. Slightly shifted to the right-hand side. Up against that pie slice is Chang. Here's the first pitch from Dotel. Misses. Outside ball one. Dotel, 4.5 ERA in his first two innings. Gave up one run so far. Here's the windup and the pitch. Misses inside. Six straight balls now from Dotel. And time is called here. We'll see pitching coach Yoman Berzardo head out to the hill. Trying to calm down his pitcher Dotel and give a little more time for the Bradenton pitcher warming up. Looks like a right-hander warming up for Bradenton. Bizardo probably just telling his pitcher, calm down, everything will be all right. And you can't see it on your screen, but it looks like a few fireworks happening slightly out beyond right field over a beautiful downtown Bradenton area. As the ballpark is right in downtown Bradenton, spring training home of the Pittsburgh Pirates, as well as home to your Bradenton Marauders. Meeting Conference of the Mind is broken up on the hill. And that'll bring up Alan Roden still at the plate after six straight balls. Leading off first is Brown. Dotel gets his sign. From the stretch, comes set. Kicks and fires. Misses inside, ball one. Pardon me, ball three. Trying to do something here. Man up in the bullpen. Quickly warming and not looking to need much more. Dotel gets his sign. Kicks and deals. Misses inside. Second straight four-pitch walk. And I would not be shocked if we see Jonathan Johnston come out from that top step, and here he comes. So a pitching change will happen here in Bradenton. We'll tell you more about the new Marauders pitcher when we come back. You're listening to the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal, so talk with your kids.
First pitch
because
hits
when you talk, they
batter
hear.
Here. And it'll load the bases for Dunedin. That was a hit batter. Ryan McCarty was hit as the first batter out. And that'll bring up Jose Ferrer. Wilkin Ramos out on the hill now for your Marauders. And bases are juiced with no outs. Here's the first pitch. Ferrer lines that one foul. It goes underneath the netting, or right up against it, I should say. And it goes behind the tarp. And they'll throw that one in. It's a foul ball. Jonathan Johnston makes a few steps out and flips it into his bat boy. As we come out set here, the 0-1 pitch catches his own strike, too. So quickly, it's 0-2 here with no out. Marauders looking for a ground ball on the infield so they can cut off that runner at home. Or a strikeout here. Here's the pitch. That one's grounded. Over to the third baseman, Brannigan. It's a foul ball. Brannigan happy that that one gets through. Does a little push-up to get up. A little burpee action to get up, and that one rolls to the wall. Good call there by home plate umpire Alex Lowry. This is a big spot for Wilkin Ramos. Ramos, a 3.83 ERA on the season. As you see, that one is just foul. Very similar to the one Bubba Chandler hit down the right field line earlier in the last inning. Here's the 0-2. That one is grounded in towards right field. That'll get down for a base hit. And they'll play station-to-station baseball. It'll score a run. 4-2. Dunedin now gives themselves a little insurance. So bases will still be loaded for De La Rosa as Jose Ferrer picks up his second base hit of the game. And Dixon cut it off. Infield playing in again. Slight shift to the right-hand side. Here's the pitch. Swung and a miss, strike one. De La Rosa still looking for his first hit. Yet to have it here. Ramos, this so far this season, a 3.83 ERA. Next pitch misses outside. Ball one. Pitched him 42 and a third innings, 47 strikeouts. Opponents hit 248 against him, but he has a 1.58 whip. Here's the pitch. Just misses the zone there. 2-1. So 2-1 count now. Here's the pitch. Popped high but fell. 2-2. So crowd trying to get into it a little bit. Here's the pitch. Fouled back again. Anything hit hard might get through the infield here. We'll wait and see exactly what they say. Here we go. Coming set on the hill is Ramos. Here's the windup in the pitch. Misses outside, full count. You do not want to walk in a run here. Action in Bradenton bullpen once again. 3-2, big pitch coming up here. Trying to keep it close is Ramos. Pitch misses outside. Another run will come home to score. Bases will still be loaded with no man out. And so we can close the line on Dotel. Dotel finishes his day. Two innings, two hits, two runs, both of them earned, three walks, three strikeouts. Quickly ramping up in Bradenton's bullpen. Ramos really trying to make a difference here. None of these earned runs goes against his line, but still hurts him. First pitch misses inside, ball one. Josh Kasevich, 2-for-4 with two singles, as well as two outs. Meeting on the mind of the minds here on the mound. So, meeting of the minds is over. And we'll do the one out. Here is the 1-0. Misses inside, 2-0. Game could really get out of reach here from Bradenton, who still have a chance in this game, 5-2. Here in the top of the eighth. Next pitch catches the zone, strike one. 96 miles an hour on that fastball. As time's called, so Ramos can tie his shoe. So, here we go. The windup and the pitch from Ramos. That one's grounded over towards first. Harris makes a play. Comes home with it for one. And no throw is going to go anywhere. So he's going to reach on a fielder's choice, but that's a good, productive first out as runners move up to second and third, respectively. And with one out now, that'll bring up the shortstop, Estevan Machado. Johnston giving a little praise there in the dugout to his first baseman, Jerez. Sinfield still corners play in. Middle infield at double play depth. This first one's fouled back for strike one. This is a big spot for Ramos. If he can roll a double play ball and get out of this jam, only with two runs scaved against, it'll probably be best case scenario. Here's the pitch. Swung on a miss. Good cut. And a miss given up there against Machado. So, we've got no balls and two strikes here against Machado. Here's the pitch from Ramos. Fouled back. And you heard a crack there. Not sure exactly where that ended up and what happened there. You see down there them asking if they're okay. Man in the on-deck circle, K. Doty, comes right back over to the stairs. He was a little phased. Here we go. The 0-2 pitch once again. Wow. Just misses low and inside. Ramos thought he had him there. He's going to call time again. Adjust his shoe. Tie it. See if we can get a pitch here. Here's the pitch. Swung on a miss. He got him. Beautiful pitch there from Ramos. And he's one out away from sending this to the bottom of the eighth. Okay, Doughty now stepping up here on Pride Night. Doughty so far today. 1-for-4 with a single. 333 hitter on the season. 5 homers, 19 RBIs. Bases loaded full of J's. First pitch to him. Misses high. Ball one. Marauders would like to get out of this inning if they can. So obviously every team would. Here's the windup and the pitch. Grounded over towards Chang. Chang flips on to second to Marcos. In time. That one goes 6-4 in your book. Marauders coming to bat here. Down 3. We're heading to the bottom of the 8th inning. You're listening to the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back live here to Bradenton as we get set for the bottom of the eighth. It's the top of the order. Sung Che Chang, Jack Brannigan, and Juan Jerez due up for your 2021 Southeast champion Bradenton Marauders, who's looking to head back to the postseason, a game and a half back of these Blue Jays. First pitch, misses low, ball one. Chang so far today, 1-for-3 with a double as well as a run scored. Wind up and the pitch. Misses. Outside. Ball one. Ball two. 2-0 here on Sun Che Chang. As there is some action in both bullpens currently. Here's the windup and the pitch. Misses. Outside. Ball three. So here we go. The 3-0 pitch from Rojas. Misses. Inside. Chang draws a walk. Leadoff base runner on, and that's the most important base runner to be on here if you're Bradenton in the middle of the eighth. As you can see, Homer Simpson just effulging himself into the scoreboard. That'll bring up the third baseman, Jack Brannigan. Appreciate everyone joining us tonight here from Bradenton. As we're live here at Leacom Park. First pitch to Brannigan from Rojas. Catches the zone, strike one. Warming up is number 5. That's Devereaux Harrison in the bullpen. Next pitch. Misses low and outside, ball one. Head coach Donnie Murphy on the top step. You got to think this is the last batter that Rojas is going to face. Brannigan will try to make him pay here. 57 pitches so far for Rojas. As Chang dances off first base, here's the pitch. Big cut and a miss there, strike two. Brannigan now behind one and two. So, the 1-2 count here to Brannigan with no outs. This one, line foul down the line. Just ahead of that one, if he would have swung it on time there, that's gone. So, here we go. The pitch, throw over, not in time. Chang gets back well easily. Here we go. We'll do it again. The 1-2. Brannigan swings through that one. Strike three. And nothing doing here as Rojas will continue. That'll bring up Juan Jerez. Jerez, 1-for-3 on the day with a single. So Juan Jerez here on the hill. He steps in against Rojas. First pitch. Catches his own strike one. Here we go. The 0-1 pitch to Jerez. Catches the zone strike, too. Jerez not happy with the call on the plate. Here we go. 0-2 on Jerez. One out. Here's the windup. And the pitch. Wow. Down in the dirt. Jerez just stands there looking not pleased with that call at all. Second straight strikeout now. And it's up to Wyatt Hendry. Wyatt Hendry, the catcher, now stepping out. So here we go. First pitch to Hendry. Grounded right out in front. Fair ball. Ferrer throws on to first in time. And Jonathan Johnston's going to come out and argue. And that one's going to go 2-3 in your scorebook. We'll hold it here for just a moment while Jonathan Johnston comes out and argues. And you can see third base coach number 44, Gustavo Umana, pointing to where it was fair or foul. We'll go ahead and take a break. We'll come back here in the top of the ninth.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Yeah.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Marauders Broadcast Network here. Welcome back to the Marauders Broadcast Network as it looks like number 18, Casey Harms, taking a walk as he looks like he might have been ejected. Waiting to see as Coach Jonathan Johnston is out there talking with the umpire. Johnston not happy, still talking with the umpire, and he's going to come out as Harms takes the long walk back towards the clubhouse. So we get a camera angle of him taking all of his stuff with him, and you got to believe that that's what it was as Jonathan Johnston makes his slow trek back. And it'll be Peyton Williams, Devontae Brown, as well as Alan Roden. We didn't see exactly what happened. We'll try to find out. It's the first pitch. So I'm going to miss for strike one. Make sure to stay tuned after this game for the post-game show, where I'll be live giving you the Marauders player of the game as well as a look ahead towards tomorrow. This pitch misses high for ball. Tomorrow's starter, we believe, will be Po Yu Chen. Not sure who's pitching for Dunedin yet. So the next pitch misses is high for ball two. So we'll wait and find out exactly what happened here. Is it a wind up in the pitch? That pitch misses high. Ball three. So it is 3-0. Or 3-1, I should say. Pardon me. As this next one misses, it's a walk. No one warming in Bradenton's bullpen, so it looks like it's Ramos' game to finish. Next up to bat is Devontae Brown, the center fielder. So far on the day, Devontae is 1-for-2 with 2 walks as this first one is fouled. He also has scored 3 of Dunedin's 5 runs. Fans going for that ball, some of the young fans, and one of them will come down with it. Here's the pitch. Caught for a strike, no snap throw. Hendry faked. Ramos down to a 3.74 ERA on the season. As here we go, the pitch. Strike 3 called. Beautiful pitch there from Ramos. And there's one down now. Alan Roden comes in. Here we go. Roden stepping in here against Ramos with Williams leading off first. The left-hander in the box takes ball one upstairs. Roden has been on base all 4 times today, 2-for-2 with 2 singles, as well as 2 walks and a run scored. Here's the pitch. This is low, ball one. Ball two, pardon me. And we do have confirmation that Casey Harms was ejected by Matt Watkowski, the first base umpire. Here's the pitch. This one flared foul. So it's 1-2. So we'll do some stuff here. It's 2-1 here. Ramos against Roden. Looking for a double play ball here. Here's the pitch. Beautiful pitch. Strike two. So 2-2 pitch here from Ramos with one out. Ramos against Roden. Looking to eliminate him here. Here's the pitch. Misses upstairs. Full count. Here we go. 3-2, one out. Ramos against Roden. Big pitch coming up here. Here we go. Ramos comes set on the hill. Kicks and deals from the stretch. This one's grounded over to Marcos. Marcos makes a good stop. Throws over to Chang. In time, on to first. They got him! Great double play. Norquise Marcos and Sung Che Chang turn it. We'll head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Marauders down by three.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us at Leacom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball.
Marauders under some pressure here as we bring it back over here. Marauders will send Tanner Treadaway, Norquise Marcos, and Sergio Campana to the dish. As they look, they're down by three here, trying to make the comeback happen. Tanner Treadaway digs into the box here. Once again, after this game, stay tuned for the Marauders postgame show. Here we go, first pitch. As the new pitcher for Dunedin is Devereaux Henderson. He misses low for ball one. The 21-year-old pick this year at a Long Beach State. In the ninth round, so far has appeared in four games, six innings, a 3 ERA on the season. Here's the 1-0. Catches the top of the zone, strike one. Now over there, coaching first, is hitting coach Mendy Lopez. As Casey Harms was thrown out of the game back in the last half inning, here's the pitch. This one driven over towards right field, coming in after it is routed, and it won't. He'll fall in for a base hit. Tanner Treadaway gets his first hit of the game. And some life here in Bradenton as next steps up for his first up out of the day. Number 23, Norquise Marcos. Marcos, a 193 hitter. And they'll try to do something with it here. Norquise Marcos looking to break out here. Against Devereaux Henderson. Harrison, here's the first pitch to Marcos. Bounces in the dirt. Behind Ferrer. Ball is loose. Here's the throw down. They got him. And here comes JJ running out against Matt Watkowski. And JJ is livid. There was no way he placed the tag on him. And he is livid. Watkowski is telling him no. JJ's not having it. And this could be the straw that breaks the camel's back here. JJ, I don't think he's going to leave here without getting ejected. He's talking with Watkowski. He's trying to plead his case. Watkowski runs away, and JJ still pleading. So caught stealing takes the wind out of the sails here for Bradenton. And we'll take a look again. Here it is. Ball gets back and away. Treadaway gets down. The tag got on the arm, so that's the right call. Good call by Watkowski. So the 1-0 pitch. This one's fouled off. It's going to fall back into the line of play. So, one out. 1-1 count to Norquise Marcos. Here we go. The pitch. In the dirt, ball two. Marquise Marcos, 5 homers on the season, 19 RBIs, a 343 slugging, just over a 600 OPS. Here's the pitch. This one driven deep towards right field. Rodon having to only take a few steps over. He will do so, and he catches that can of corn. It's an F9 here. Corn power. Made catch. And now that'll bring up last chance is the center fielder, Sergio Campana, who's 0-for-2 on the day with a hit-by-pitch. Campana trying to make something happen here. So here we go. Two outs here. No one on. Sergio Campana against Harrison. Here's the first pitch from Harrison. Swung on a miss, strike one. Marauders, if they lose this one, fall to 2.5 back in the division. Here's the next pitch, and they're down to their last strike. O-2 count. And strike three, swing and miss. He goes down swinging, and that'll do it. Bradenton Marauders fall to 2.5 games back. We'll go ahead and send it to break when we come back. The post-game show live here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call.
Welcome to the Marauders post-game show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome into the Marauders post-game show live here as the Marauders drop this one 5-2. Let's tell you how it happened today. In the third inning, Dunedin plated one on a single and then plated another one in the fourth. They played another one in the sixth before breaking out 4-2 in the eighth. On the other half of the ledger, the Marauders only had one hit through five innings before a pair of doubles from Sung Che Chang and Jack Brannigan allowed them to plate one and two, and then Juan Jerez drove in the second run, and that's how we got here today. Tough break here is the win goes to Yandre Rojas, lost to Del Rosario. Save to Harrison. We'll go ahead and take another break here on the post-game show. When we come back, Marauders player of the game and a look ahead to tomorrow.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Marauder Baseball. Here is the postgame show is live coming to you after a 5-2 loss. Final line across the top is 5 runs on 11 hits and no errors for the Blue Jays. 2 runs on 5 hits, no errors for the Marauders. Your player of the game tonight is going to go ahead and go to Del Rosario. He may have earned the loss, but pitched 5 strong, giving up 8 hits, 2 runs. Both of them were earned, 1 walk and 2 strikeouts. However, he was pretty efficient and looked pretty good. Let's take a look ahead to tomorrow as scheduled starter Po Yu Chen will take the hill, an international free agent signing back in 2020 out of Taiwan. The 6'2 right-handed pitcher at 187, born in 2001, the 20-year-old will probably take the ball tomorrow. Blue Jays are yet to announce their starter. We expect it may be someone who is added to the roster late. Well, we thank you all for joining us here. I'm Aiden Pearson in for Spencer Smith on this weekend. We'll be back tomorrow live on air at 11:45 with the pregame show. 12 o'clock first pitch against Dunedin. Bradenton falls to 2.5 games back. We appreciate you joining us. We'll see you all next time. Peace.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.